Director Mark Silver wanted to make a film about borders, borders between countries. So he started a website asking the public for their tales of national boundaries.
One of the most graphic stories that we received was this story of unidentified skulls and skeletons in this vast desert landscape. And that's what began the journey.
That landscape is the Sonoran Desert along the U.S.-Mexico border, and the journey Silver referred to took him to the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office in Tucson, Arizona, where remains of the victims found in the desert are taken. Mark Silver documents the effort to identify just one of the many bodies in a new documentary called Who is Diane Cristal? That body was of a man with no identifying traits, except for a tattoo across his chest that read Diane Cristal. Here's an excerpt from the film featuring forensic anthropologist Bruce Anderson.
I have no idea how many migrants cross illegally in an undocumented fashion on a yearly basis or for the last 12 years. I only know the failures. In the year 2000, we average about 19 migrant deaths a year. Since 2001, we've averaged just under 200 cases a year, a tenfold increase. That's 2,000 deaths in 11 years in southern Arizona. I have no illusion that we're ever going to identify all these people. I would love for that to happen. But life doesn't usually work that cleanly.
So, Mark Silver, what has been happening? Why this dramatic jump in deaths?
Well, what happened under the Clinton administration, Border Patrol's strategy evolved, and the main most popular crossing areas like Tijuana and San Diego and Nogales, a lot more militarization was happening at those crossing points, and that forced people to travel through an area of the desert which became known as the Corridor of Death. And in those border strategy reports, you can actually see that Border Patrol knew that it would be a danger to go through those areas, and they believed that this would act as a deterrent to people making the decision to cross the border. And of course, it doesn't act as a deterrent because the motivation of people crossing are stronger than that supposed deterrent. And that led to a dramatic increase in the number of deaths in that particular area of the border.
You actually went out into the Arizona desert, the Sonoran Desert. What was that like?
Incredible. I was embedded, if you like, with the Pima County Sheriff's search and rescue teams. And whenever they received a phone call to go and recover a body or skeleton, they would call me and I would drop whatever I was doing, jump in their vehicles and then accompany them to these totally remote desert spots. And honestly, I mean, it was the first time I'd ever seen dead bodies. It was the first time I'd ever smelt dead bodies, the first time I'd ever heard, you know, the sounds of the flies was very overwhelming. So yeah, very powerful experience. And in a strange way, the first body that I filmed over that month happened to be the Diane Cristal body, the body of this man with a tattoo saying Diane Cristal.
Describe that moment for us.
It was a very strange moment. And part of you as a filmmaker is making sure you're covering everything that you know you're going to need in the cut. And part of you, just simply as a human, is horrified by the moment that you're in and the kind of visceralness of seeing death. I remember the morning after that, driving to the medical examiner's office to follow up on this particular case and realising that this tattoo might end up being the clue to how they find out and discover who this guy's family actually is.
Hmm. Another strand in the film follows the Mexican actor and co-producer of the movie, Gael Garcia Bernal. He retraces the path that this man might have taken. How did you research that? I mean, how did you know this man might have traveled from, it turns out, Honduras?
Once I went to the village, which was when we eventually did know who his family was, after the funeral had taken place, I then started to just ask around in that village, what did they know of his journey north? Because really most of the men in that village had traveled to the US several times. Actually, when I say men, anyone from the age of kind of 13 upwards has made that journey north. So they could tell me, you know, we take this route out of Honduras, we cross this particular part of Guatemala, we then cross at this river point into Mexico. there are these shelters on the way.
And along the way, you spoke with many migrants. What did they tell you about the risks they were taking?
To be honest, that was probably more shocking than experiencing the death part of this journey, because, you know, in a very tragic way, obviously the death part is final. And in a totally contrasting way, you're speaking with people who are still very much in the middle of that journey and still have a long way to go until they're safe. What we discovered was that it's not just the crossing the desert part that's dangerous. The part through Mexico is one of the most dangerous journeys in the world, with 6 out of 10 women, it's estimated, are raped on that journey by criminal gangs. Obviously, it's a very surreal thing that you're able to walk away from meetings and experiences like that and know that you're safe because you have a passport and a credit card. And you're leaving these people that you've heard stories from right in the heart of this like epically risky experience. But, you know, on the other side, there's a huge amount of hope and why people are doing it and the way they speak about doing it for their families and the hopes and sort of, you know, dreams and futures that they imagine are ahead of them, and this extreme faith in God.
This desert trek is one of the most notorious in the world. There are migrants who enter the UK secretly, but is there anything quite like the trek made by many people up to the US borderlands? I mean, this must have taken you somewhat by surprise, what you saw.
We don't really have it kind of in the UK, but in southern Europe, actually many more thousands of people die trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea from North Africa to southern Europe. And similarly, organized crime and kidnappings and rapes and tortures. And we're actually planning at the moment with Amnesty a kind of series of other dangerous border area screenings to try and create this relationship between what's going on at the US-Mexico border and what's going on other places in the world.
Mark Silver directed the documentary Who is Dayani Cristal, which follows the story of one migrant who died in the Arizona desert. Mark, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.